Thank you so much. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah, please. Isaiah, chapter 9. I'm sorry, chapter 6. I've used this text. This is the fourth time in chapel. It's been 4 years. And the Lord laid it on my heart many weeks ago. Before we get started, I want to introduce my wife. She's embarrassed for me to do that. Would you stand up, honey? My wife, Estelle. 42 years, 5 months, and 28 days. Amen. I'd rather have her praying for me than anybody else in the world. But if I have a second choice, my good friend Dr. Tom Williams, who's on his knees right now praying for this service, he called me this morning. He said, I want to make sure of the time so I can make sure that I'm on my knees. What a great missions emphasis. Amen? Wow. What great preaching. What great surrender. I don't know. Has anyone gotten a count yet? 92. I would have guessed 80, and thank you. 92 is better than 80. And thank God for 80. If you surrendered last week, first time, would you stand up? You surrendered to Mission Field first time last week, would you stand up? Now, if you surrendered to Mission Field previously, would you stand up? All of you remain standing. I want you to look around. That's awesome, isn't it? That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. The rest of you that are seated, I want you to look around. I want you to look well. These people need to be sent to the mission field. Those who are staying have the responsibility to send. We either send or we go. Thank you, folks. Be seated. We either send or we go. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. What a great message Brother Scott preached about that recently. And it stood above the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. I want to see that. Kind of like a dragonfly, only much prettier, I'm sure. One cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwelt in the midst of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I've been thankful recently about Brother Scott's teaching about the lips and speech, and it's convicted me. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. He laid it upon my mouth, and he said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is purged away, and thy sin purged. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Here am I. Send me. Those of you who surrendered last week and previously to the mission field, thank God for you. You've already said, Here am I, send me. We have those of us who are left here that have the responsibility to send you. We have to raise the money. We have to hold the ropes. We have to do the counseling. We have to prepare the way for you. We have to be that which we can be for you. Young men today that are left holding the ropes, left here, not going to the mission field, you and I have the responsibility to start and build churches in this great nation that we can support these men and these women who are going. I'm a bus kid. Saved at age 9, rode the Sunday school bus out of a World War II housing project. Preached my first sermon at age 12, 23 were saved. Deacon at age 19, a bus captain, drove buses for 25 years. Can't drive anymore medically, but Sunday school superintendent of 8th grade young people, averaged 200 baptisms a year. That's pretty good for a Sunday school department. A door-to-door salesman, an office equipment salesman, making $1,000 a week, and the bus mechanic's job came open at my home church, and I wanted to serve God. I was trained by General Motors as a Pontiac mechanic, certified. And I went to the preacher and I said, I want that job. I want to serve God. He said, No, Larry, you go to college. The last thing I wanted to hear was what? College. I hate school. I hate school. Now, I isn't one. But anyway, I carried my little toolkit one day to kindergarten. I had a saw and a hammer, and I was always tearing things apart at the house, so Mom and Dad gave me a little toolkit. I remember it. I was 5 years old. And break time, I took that little toolkit on the playground and started sawing down the big oak tree there. You know, I figured I could do it. They didn't like that, and they sent me home. And ever since then, I've hated what? School. Now I teach in one. I loved Miss Fisher in the first grade, but I hated school. I loved Miss Hagedorn in the second grade, but I hated school. And I could go all through all 12 grades until I got to be a senior in college, and I said, God, this is foolish. I want to make straight A's. I want to make something of myself. And God allowed me to do that. Amen. I told God, I'd go anywhere you want me to go. I'd be, do anything you want me to do, be anything you want me to be, but I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to preach. And I don't want to live in Arkansas. And those of you who know that I pastored in Arkansas, when you pastor, you have to preach. And thank God for that great opportunity in Arkansas. I had to say, Lord, here am I, send me. If I hadn't been willing to go to Arkansas, I couldn't be here today. Today, would you start a church in America? Why should you start a church in America? Number one, Christ died for the church. The church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28. God himself came down from heaven, died on a cross, shed his blood for the local New Testament church we're privileged to be members of and serve and win souls in and build for the cause of Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, today we need churches in every city of America. We need churches in Maine. We need churches in Vermont. We need churches in New Hampshire. We need churches in we need churches all over this nation. Those of you remaining need to hold the ropes. Those of you girls talking back there, you quit. Christ died for the church. Oh, he died for the church. A called out assembly of baptized believers. He died for you and I. He died that we might be saved. Listen, the Lord added to the church daily, Acts chapter 2, verse 47, and any young man building a church in the will of God, God is doing the adding. You and I are not. He builds the church. Brother Heil said, we came every inch of the way on our knees. God does the work. The church built on Christ himself. Matthew 16, upon this rock I will build my church, upon himself. The local New Testament soul-winning fundamental independent Baptist church. By the way, there is no other kind, in my opinion. If a church is not a soul-winning church, it's not a church. Jesus said in Matthew 28:19-20, he said, and lo, I'm with you, speaking of those who go soul-winning. He gave the Great Commission. He said, when you go, I'm with you. And so if there's no go, there's no lo. We have a nation of dead churches. Because Christ is not with them, he withdrew himself to go somewhere else where soul winners will go out and win souls and walk them down the aisle and put them in the water. He said, I came to win souls. He said, I came to seek and save the lost. And dear friend, today we need to build churches in every city in America, every state in America. We might hold the reins for these missionaries who are going. We need to build churches. God's only institution to win the lost is the local New Testament church. We have a lot of parachurch ministries around, but they are not the institution for which Christ died. Why should you start a New Testament church? Because Brother Hiles gave his life to save America. Oh, I want to tell you something. Brother Hiles, 40-plus years traveling and preaching, helping preachers, millions of miles on the airplane, thousands of nights in hotels away from his wife, producing salt to preserve America for you, young man, and you, young lady, and for me, and for my children and my grandchildren. But I want to tell you something. If you don't go do the same thing that he did, you will not have the fundamental independent Baptist churches for your children to attend, for your grandchildren to attend. Our nation is going to hell. Men, we owe a debt. Are you man enough to get out and start a church? It takes a man. Oh, listen. Are you man enough to say, Lord, here am I, send me. We need some men. We owe a debt. We owe a debt to Brother Hiles. We owe a debt to our Savior. We owe a debt to the blood of Christ. We owe a debt to the cross of Christ. Dear friend, today we owe a debt. I take senior men soul winning. Very frankly, I'm very tired. of them saying, I'm going to be assistant pastor. I'm so sick of that. Listen, man, if God has called you to be assistant pastor, fine. But realize that you're a man, and with God's help, you can do anything you want to do that you set your mind to. You can build a soul-winning, independent, fundamental, separatist Baptist church. Oh, listen, will you build on what Brother Hiles built? Will you start a church somewhere in America? Will you go? Would you say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Why should we start a church in America? Why should you, young man? Number one, Christ died for the church. Number two, our great pastor, Brother Hiles, spent his life traveling America to see churches built. Number three, America is the hope of the world. America is the hope of the world. Who's over there in Iraq trying to straighten things out? And thank God for the comments by Brother Bachman last week that the Iraqi people want us there. You don't hear that on the news. By the way, the news is liberal. The news is slanted. You don't hear the good stuff on the news. He said even that the Iranians want us over there. You won't hear that on the news. Oh, listen to me. America is the hope of the world. America is the world leader. America has the wealth. America has not only the wealth, but America has the Word of God. Oh, England has wealth, but she doesn't have the Word of God. Germany has wealth, but she doesn't give a hoot about the Word of God. You heard that from Brother Bachman last week. France has the wealth, but they don't have the Word of God. I want to tell you something today. The Word of God gets the job done. We have the wealth. We have the Word. Let's go! Brother Moore and Brother Heidenreich, many others in the Philippines, just a few days ago, 4,000 people saved. What a great opportunity. But dear friend, we need some preachers over there. We need some missionaries over there, and they're going. We need some preachers here to send these missionaries. It can be done. American, do it. Young man, you can do it. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can. I told God, I don't want to pastor. I don't want to preach. I don't want to live in Arkansas. And God had to change my mind. He had to work in my heart and make me see that I could do it. Him being my helper, Him working through me. And the church is still there that I left doing a great work for God. Young man, you can do the job. Only America can get the job done. How many are American? Are you glad you're an American? Oh, listen to me. You're an American. The wealth is here. And the willpower is here. The Word of God is here. Let's step out and do it. Are you willing to say, Lord, here am I. Send me. You say, Brother Smith, God hasn't called me. He takes volunteers. He takes volunteers. I want to solve the problem of not knowing what you're going to do when you graduate. If you're a young man, go start a church. If you're a young lady, marry one of those guys. That takes care of all of it. Amen. If Christ died for the church, why should you not give your life for the church? If Christ shed His blood for the church, why should you not? Oh, if Christ came to seek and to save the lost, is that not what a church does? And get out there and do what Jesus did. Why should you build a church in America? Number four, the sodomites are taking over. The sodomites are taking over. Boy, I can get rousements here, can't I? Oh, listen. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of sodomites in the Old Testament. And I want to tell you something. He's not a respecter of people. He's not a respecter of nations. If we don't turn our nation back to God, He'll destroy our nation just like He did Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, I don't get so many rousements. You don't realize that our nation's going down the tube. Well, listen, that mayor in San Francisco, I dare one of you guys to go to San Francisco and build a work. Win that man to Christ. Win those sodomites to Christ. Win that city to Christ. It has never been done in San Francisco. I kind of think half of you are queer because you're not... Young man, if you have any desire to be with a young man and his young lady around, you're an idiot. God said, Leviticus 24:13, if a man lie with a mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Now that's under the law. We have grace. But if you read Romans 1, that you see the gospel was given to those people, they understood what was right in Romans chapter 1, and they refused that, and they have turned in their own lust to sodomy. Sodomy is an abomination to God. But dear friend, that'll affect you, and it'll affect me. We don't need to accept that. We need to get out there and build churches in every city in America. We must have new churches. We must have new preachers. We must have the Word of God. Brother Hiles said that new churches are what perpetuates fundamentalism and fundamental Baptists. Young man, will you go? Why should you start an independent, soul-winning, fundamental Baptist church in America? I left out the word separated. Separated soul-winning. Number five, a city without a soul-winning church is a city without a church. A city without a soul-winning church is a city without a church. You see, Jesus only goes with soul-winning churches. Turn to Matthew 28, just real quick. You need to see that. Folks, when you're in a church and it's not a soul-winning church, you need to check out. Go start you something that's a soul-winning church. I wish I had time to teach this. Verse 19, go therefore and teach all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. He is with the people who go soul winning. He's with the church that goes soul winning. If there's no low, if you belong to a church back home that's not a red hot soul winning church, just politely step out and find one that is. Go start one somewhere, young man. Oh, listen, a city without a soul-winning church is a city without a church. Brother Hiles said there are 1,000 cities in America of 10,000 or more without a soul-winning fundamental Baptist church. 1,000 cities of 10,000 or more. Oh, who'll go to Augusta, Maine, the capital of Maine, start a church in that great city? Oh, listen, who'll go to Montpelier, Vermont, and start a church in that great city? Oh, dear friend, who'll go to Boston, Massachusetts, and start a great church in that great city? Who'll go to Providence, Rhode Island, and start a great church in that great city? Who'll go to Annapolis, Maryland, and start a church in that great city? Who'll go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and start a church in that city? Who'll go to Columbus, Ohio, and start a church in that city? Oh, young man, will you go? Oh, listen, cities all over the world and all over America. Houston, Texas needs a great church. Austin, Texas, the capital, needs a great church. Cincinnati, Ohio had a church running 5,000, no longer has that. One of the great churches of history, but it's no longer there. Who'll go there and do it again? Oh, Cleveland, Ohio had a great church running 4,000 and 5,000 at one time. Who'll go back there and restart the candles of fire there? Oh, listen, who'll go to the White Plains corridor of New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island? 25 million people with only a handful of churches in that area. Who'll go? Lord, here am I. Send me. If you're not willing to go anywhere God would have you go, do anything God would have you do, be anything God would have you be, you've never given your life to Christ. If there's anything you won't do for Christ, and anywhere you won't go, you've never surrendered. We sing the song, I Surrender All. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. America's going to hell. Just turn the television on, you'll see America's going to hell. Just turn the radio on, you'll see America's going to hell. Just open the newspaper, you'll see America's going to hell. Just walk by a magazine rack, you'll see America's going to hell. And if we sit back and do nothing, she'll just keep on going that way. Why should you start a fundamental, independent, soul-winning, separated Baptist church in America? Hell is real. Hell is real. Luke 16:3, and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torment. Hell is real. You say, Brother Smith, that's just a figment of your imagination. No, if you want to refute it, and you talk to Jesus, he talked more about it in this Bible than he talked about heaven. Hell is real. Hell has real fire. Hell has real torment. Hell has real weeping. Hell has real wailing. Hell has real gnashing of teeth. And you can't come back from hell. You can't go to purgatory and come back. You know that Catholic doctrine is out of hell itself. Two die every second. In the hour we'll be here today, 7,200 people will die. Most of whom have never heard the gospel. Right. People all over this world wanting to be saved. Right. I was in church Sunday. I said, God, I'd like to lead somebody to Christ. A man walked up to me and he said, what must I do to be saved? Right. Led him to Christ. Walked him down the aisle. He went in the water. They're out there. They're out there. They're out there. Young man, volunteer. Volunteer. Isaiah volunteered. Dear friend, these missionaries have volunteered. Won't you go and start a church somewhere in America? Even that young man back there looking around, talking to his girlfriend with his hand on his hand like this. Totally uninterested. Son, I hope God calls you to pastor a church somewhere. You can do it. 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 You can do it if you want to. Where are the Henry Tuckers who in Indian Territory, 25 miles from north of the Ohio River in 1788, started a fundamental independent soul-winning Baptist church that became a great church that ran 4,000 and 5,000 for decades? Where are the Pastor Cabotes who in 1882 started a small church in Detroit, Michigan, later became the great Temple Baptist Church, and Dr. E.G. Beach and Vick? Where are the Alton Hills who in 1887 founded a church in a wild place called Hammond, Indiana, and we have the privilege now of attending that great church, the granddaddy of all churches, the mother of all churches, the first Baptist Church of Heaven? Where are they? If God's going to use you, you must be willing to go any place they'd have you go. Will you go to Augusta, Maine and start a church? Will you go to Concord, New Hampshire and start a church? Will you go to Montpelier, Vermont, the capital city, and start a church? Will you go to Boston and start a church? Will you go to Providence, Rhode Island, and start a church? Will you go to Annapolis, Maryland, and start a church? Will you go to Albany, New York, and start a church? Will you go to Richmond, Virginia, and start a church? Will you go to Durham, North Carolina, and start a church? Will you go to Columbia, South Carolina, and start a church? Will you go to Tallahassee, Florida, and start a church? Will you go to Atlanta, Georgia, and start a church? And Jackson, Mississippi, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Little Rock, Arkansas, and Lansing, Michigan, and Columbus, Ohio, and Nashville, Tennessee, and Honolulu, Hawaii. Let's go. Will you go to Madison, Wisconsin, and St. Paul, Minnesota, and Topeka, Kansas, and Springfield, Illinois, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and Austin, Texas, and Pierre, South Dakota, and Bismarck, South Dakota? My wife and I were on vacation this summer, South Dakota, and I know we have a student from there, but we couldn't find your church, ma'am. We went to a dead church in the morning. We went to a church at night, and it said fundamental independent soul winning in the yellow pages. And so we got there about 10 minutes early, sat in the parking lot, no one there. At 5 minutes till, no one there. Drove to another church, went in, fundamental independent separated soul winning. We went inside. There were six of us that night. Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. There are places all over this country that need a good soul winning fundamental independent Baptist church. Will you go? Will you go to Topeka, Kansas? Will you go to Springfield, Illinois? Will you go to Austin, Texas? Will you go to Bismarck, North Dakota? Will you go to Salt Lake City, Utah? Will you go to Santa Fe, New Mexico? Will you go to Denver, Colorado? Will you go to Phoenix, Arizona, Sacramento, California, and Salem, Oregon, and Olympia, Washington, and Boise, Idaho, Des Moines, Iowa, and all over this great nation of ours, and start a church for Christ? He died for the church. The least we can do is go out and build a church for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's have every head bowed. If you previously surrendered your life, young man, to pastor in America, to start a church in America, I'd like you to get out of your seat, just say, excuse me. And I want you to come and rededicate that surrender to pastor in America, to start a church in America. I want every one of you to come. I want you to just get on your knees and rededicate yourself. If we're going to send...